Governor Patrick arrived in Greenfield on board a train from North Adams to announce a tentative agreement to have the state purchase the rail line between East Northfield on the Vermont border and Springfield. The 49-mile stretch is nearing the completion of a major restoration that will return passenger rail service to communities along the Connecticut River.
This is going to be great fun, and they tell me that service will begin by the end of this calendar year, which is pretty great.
The service will be the twice-daily Amtrak Vermonter between St. Albans, Vermont and Washington, D.C. The new service in Massachusetts will run on a restored rail line dubbed the Knowledge Corridor, with stops in Springfield, Holyoke, Northampton, and Greenfield.
It's investments like these that catalyze private sector investment and job growth, and that's a proven strategy here in the Commonwealth and elsewhere.
Trains will be able to travel up to 70 miles per hour on the restored tracks, shaving 30 minutes off the trip through Massachusetts. Work on the federally funded $73 million project to restore the Riverside Line with new track, railroad ties, signals, and passenger stations in Holyoke and Northampton began 2 years ago. The state purchase of the track from Pan Am Southern, a freight rail company, was part of the federal appropriation for the rail project. Terms of the agreement in principle between the state and Pan Am were not disclosed. State ownership of the rail line makes it possible to add commuter train service to the Knowledge Corridor, according to Tim Brennan, executive director of the Pioneer Valley Planning Commission.
It'd be great to have the Vermonter, but our plan is to be much more ambitious and to add service so that we can run trains back and forth between at least Greenfield and Springfield, and perhaps we can also go across the state line and pick up Brattleboro in the process. So without this step today, all of that is to the sidelines.
Linda Dunleavy, executive director of the Franklin Regional Council of Governments, said commuter trains or a shuttle service running between Greenfield and Springfield would be a boon for the economy in mostly rural Franklin County.
So we've been anxiously awaiting this announcement.
$33 million was included in a transportation bond bill approved by the legislature this year to purchase and refurbish surplus MBTA rail cars for use on the Knowledge Corridor line. State Representative Stephen Kulik of Worthington said expanded rail service in the region is a priority.
Obviously has not only significant impacts, positive impacts on transportation, but on the environment as well, getting cars off the road, people to use mass transit. And the more options we can give people in Franklin and Hampshire counties in that line, the better we are.
Massachusetts Transportation Secretary Richard Davies said while there is money to purchase the so-called rolling stock for a commuter rail service on the Knowledge Corridor, there is no money to operate the service.
Capital programs, bond bill, usually a little easier to fund, but when you're talking about a service over a long period of time on an annual basis, you have to come up with some revenue. So at this point, we don't have it.
The improvements in rail service come at the same time the state is launching a three-year, $270 million project to repair the elevated portion of Interstate 91 through downtown Springfield. Reporting from Greenfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.